find Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet, walking the streets when from out of nowhere a super hearing picks up.
GPS.
All the rappers are sold.
The DT Clark Kent
was shot and represent
those cards that only he could have been.
I got the ring, shiver scratch,
just to name a few.
All those fierce funky cards
that only he can do.
And his head so fast
to watch him you'll get dizzy.
So call a Clark Kent and let him see you get busy.
Not quite. In fact, to be exact, and to quote John Paul Jones, we haven't yet begun to rock the mic.
Man, you bugging. That ain't right. He said we haven't yet begun to fight.
Well, if he did, then he's the one that's wrong. And I'm right, right, Clark Kent.
Right.
Saturate your brain tissue. A proceeding pun cannot be prevented, cause I'm the disciple of death, who's dangerously
and
demented.
And we're the debonair pair.
Yeah, cause we got the flair.
Yo, Speedy, look at them stare.
Ask me if I care.
Well, ask them if he cares.
No, not them over there. I meant you when I said, ask me if I care.
Well, do you care?
No, not really. Alienist.
What?
Don't be silly.
Alright, alright, alright. So I made a mistake. Speedy D, damn, give me a break.
Wait a minute, did you just say that you made a mistake?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it must be for the very first time. I'm talking about a man who could create a cure for cancer if it came in the form of a rhyme. What? You made a mistake? It must be a dream. He's finally showing signs of a human being.
Ha 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 ha, hearty ha, very funny.
It was, but not as funny as that joke.
What joke?
You know the one about the black man, white man, and the Puerto Rican behind the barn sniffing coke.
Oh, that joke. Yeah, I know it.
So, aren't you gonna show it?
Nah.
What?
No.
Well, why not?
Cause I don't wanna.
Well, then tell him the one about the girl on the corner.
Why should I?
Cause if you don't, then I'ma tell him what happened that night at Roseland.
You wouldn't dare.
Oh, what not?
Alright, you got it. You hun, calm down. If you assist, I'll tell them the story. Hey, y'all, it goes like this.
Wow.
while I was chilling and illing one day like I always do with Clark Kent and CDD,
you know, the guys from the crew.
We had practice that day, so I rocked the microphone, and afterwards I was starving, so I left and went home. Now as I got to the corner of President Street, I heard a honk of the horn. It went
beep, beep, beep.
A Cadillac pulled up. It was big and pink, had everything inside except the kitchen sink. Your word, it pulled up on the curb, opened its doors, then a pretty fly girl went flying on the floor. Now you know me, I had to laugh, but it really wasn't funny. The girl said, honest Kurt,
I don't have any more money.
He said, you're lying, shut up, don't make a sound, and stay where you are. So she lied on the ground, but she knew if she moved or didn't stay put, that her face would collide with Kurt's left foot. Now knowing me, when I see a fly girl, there's no resistance, so I had to go over and lend my assistance.
Yeah, but why?
Don't ask me why, maybe it's because she was fly, or unlike you, I just happened to be